The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries here. I'm with some of my great friends, Bobby Capps, who is the Director of Crosswind Ministries, Wesley Jackson, who is the director of the Freedom Center, and we've got a guest with us today named Ronnie Martin. And Ronnie, what is your title there?
It is it's assistant director, RAF's assistant, whatever you want to call it.
I thought you was RAF's valet or something like that. Yeah. So I was just trying to get it down right. But Ronnie Martin's with us today, and Ronnie's on our team at Freedom Center, and Ronnie's a big part. He spends a lot of time with our guys, and we're
excited. He almost ain't a guest no more.
No.
He's kind of regular.
Ronnie's just stepping in, huh?
Yeah, he's hanging out. I was wondering what he was doing here. Why ain't you at work, Ronnie? But, no, we're excited about today's show. We get to do this every Wednesday. Guys, if
Thursday.
Every Thursday, I'm sorry. Ronnie's got me all messed up. But we're downtown Corinth at Super Talk Radio Station on a beautiful Thursday morning. I'm talking about beautiful.
The weather's getting nice.
It is great. And, man, we could go with this weather every day. Mm-hmm. But, guys, I mean, it's busy at the Freedom Center. You got a lot going on, Wesley. We got a lot going on at Living Free tonight. Let me share this right off the bat. A young man here from our community, Braxton Morris, will be sharing. Braxton's lived life hard, and life was hard on him. Ended up going to prison. He's been home for a little over 2 years now, and God's really doing some stuff in his life. And he will share for the first time tonight at Living Free at 6 o'clock. We want to invite you out to support and hear Braxton's story. And, you know, when we started the Freedom Center a little after that, Braxton had got home.
Yeah.
And he hung out with us a lot there and things, and he's got him a full-time job and his family. God's really moving in his life. So it's exciting tonight. You're invited. Our friends from First Presbyterian will furnish the meal, but that's Living Free. Wesley, what's going on at the Freedom Center?
Yeah, no, we're excited about what's going on out at the Freedom Center, Tommy. We have 10 guys there right now. If you do have someone looking for help, we would love to be part of the journey. We may could take another guy or two, shift some beds around and make some room. We're in the process today of going and looking at our van that we've had our eyes on. So we're going to try to make some room with our travel and all of that.
And thank you, community, for getting us a van.
Well, that's it. We fundraised on it last year during the Night of Hope, and then some this year we followed up with that, and we're trending towards what we're looking to raise, but we're still needing to raise some more money for our van to solidify paying it off fully, so we'll be pressing on forward with that. But we found the van is really the big deal. We looked around for a long time, Tommy, and really couldn't find one that appealed to us that was in the price range that we felt we were looking to spend. And they're really just in high demand right now. So we're thankful the Lord has delivered us a van, and thankful for what all is going on at the Freedom Center.
Yeah, we're excited. And it is a 15-passenger van, a 2021 high-rise Ford van, and so we're excited. It'll give us a new look, a new ride going down the highway and all that, so we're really excited about that.
Also, you know, one of the things I think I left out with the Freedom Center that, Tommy, I'm excited about right now is all of the guys we have pouring back into the program right now. We got Jake Pig, we got Truett Brown, we got Kirby who's coming around all the time, Ronnie. You know, the Lord has really just brought a breath of fresh air around the facility to pour into these guys, to give them some hope that have actually been there, that have actually been in the situation, have been through a program, know what it's like to struggle and be without your family and going through these hard times, but also know what it's like to be on the other side of it and know what it's like to be who they are in Christ and to be living life in freedom now. And so it's pretty encouraging to see what all's going around and how the Lord has put some new faces around the place as far as doing groups and stuff like that.
Yeah, and we had as high as 13 guys not long ago. Had four guys graduate last week, then two guys came in, so put us right back there around 10 guys. So it's a good number to have. Got a good group there, and, man, I'm excited about what's going on. We get to do this every week. Listen, we're going to talk about a subject today, Bobby. I got to share last night at Grace Chapel. And a big shout out to Grace Chapel, Dr. Pratt and them. They're a big part of us, a big part of the Freedom Center and Living Free. They make an impact. They make a difference in our ministry, and we're thankful for them. And we get to share. You're there on Sundays, every other Sunday. So me and Wesley gets to share on Wednesday nights once a month in a rotation with Dr. Pratt. And we're thankful for that. But I shared last night on conflict. And I want to talk about that today, you know, and Bobby, I used Matthew 5:9 last night. Blessed are those who are peacemakers. And I just thought, I mean, if we want to be blessed today, we have to be a peacemaker. And what that looks like, and we named some crazy makers and things like that. We'll get into that, Bobby, but we really want you to kind of take the lead role on that and talk about conflict and what a peacemaker looks like and things. So we're going to get into that. But so if any questions, comments, you can text us. Listen, text line today is 662-603-9829. That is a text line only, 662-603-9829. You can listen to us on the line, online, anywhere in the world at supertalk.fm Corinth. That's supertalk.fm Corinth. We was in Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago, or on our way, we was listening. Last Thursday, I was at the Boonville Hospital with my mom. I was listening, so you can listen anywhere in the world. Supertalk.fm Corinth.
And there's a new thing. I want to say it because we're looking at it here. If you have an Alexa device, you can say, Alexa, play Supertalk 94.3.
Yeah.
And it'll just start playing it right there.
Yeah, Alexa, so play Super Talk 94.3. We also upload these shows onto our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. You can go to any of our past shows, any of our alumni that was on here for graduation day. You can go on there and find your name, click on that and listen. Our man Alex Sellers uploads them every week. So that again is livingfreecorinth.com. Listen, we get to do this show because of a lot of people and our sponsors and radio sponsors especially, and I want to give a shout out to a few of them. And Wesley, you can shout out the rest of them, but my wife Maria Wilson at Wilco Real Estate Group. For any of your real estate groups and needs, you can reach out to Maria, her team. My daughter Olivia's on that team for any of your real estate needs. Daniel Arthur at your local Subways, 3 here in Corinth, 2 on Highway 72, 1 out near the hospital, 1 the original Subway right there kind of across from Chick-fil-A. But listen, also brand new location, Shiloh Road, been open about a week. Go by and see the new Subway right there on Shiloh Road. It is in the building that is across from the new hardware store, right behind the old Subway, just on Shiloh Road right there, man.
Behind the
great new building. So where Dollar General was.
Okay.
And Subway is in front of that building now, so go by and check their new location out.
Yeah, also we have Crosswind Ministries has been supporting the show since we started. Gatlin's Pharmacy over in Tishomingo, Bart and Don Doran, we're thankful for their support, not only of the show, but of Living Free and the Freedom Center. Hudson Window Solutions came on back last summer, Perry and his group for all your window needs. That's taking out and putting back in windows. Nick Bain, his law office, thankful for how Nick has helped us through the full journey of the inception of the Freedom Center. And Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet, right out here on 72, 3 miles west of High Prices. If you're out in the community today and you run across one of these establishments, tell them you heard about them right here on the Hope Show. We'll be right back.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back into the Super Talk radio station here in downtown Corinth. It's Tommy Wilson, Wesley Jackson, Bobby Capps, Ronnie Martin here today. And we're excited about today's show. I shared last night at Grace Chapel, and I shared about conflicts and how to deal with conflicts, Bobby. And I use the one, the great verse out of Matthew 5, where blessed are those who are peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And I said, my goal and my mission each day is to be blessed are those who are gentle. And I often ask, name somebody in your life that's a gentle guy. And sometimes it's hard for men to name another guy. Mm. Last night, some of them named Ronnie. Last night, some of them named Wesley. They always name you, Bobby. A lot of them names you as a gentle guy. A lot of them names Preston and stuff, Jake Pig. So, but then what about peacemakers? And I use this, I use this. It doesn't say, blessed are those who are crazy makers. It's peacemakers. And I named six type of crazy makers that we deal with. And I'm sure there's a lot more. You could probably name, family, in-laws, or neighbors. But these was the six, Bobby. Demanding crazy makers. They're control freaks, disapproving crazy makers, highly critical people, deafening crazy makers, loud mouths, always going to be louder than you, kind of smothering you out. They like to argue. Destructive crazy makers, volcano type temper, can explode anytime. People has to walk on eggshells around. And discontented crazy makers, more of a crybaby, whining about life, life's not fair, you know, things like that. But then demeaning crazy makers, always tearing you down, Bobby, and they like to burst your dreams, suck the air out of the room and things. But to be a peacemaker, how do we deal with these folks then? How do we go about that? How do we deal with people that kind of causes conflict? And, you know, a lot of days yesterday I was in conflict with myself in my mind, Bobby. And I dealt with that all day, and I didn't deal with it in a good way some ways. But, you know, how do you move forward?
Well, there's a little piece right in the word peacemaker. The Lord doesn't say, blessed are those who avoid conflict, for peace just happens naturally. Right? Yeah. So peace has to be made. And so the first little tip is you got to deal with it. But really, the second tip comes out of James 4. And I don't think this is an avoidable verse if you really want to get to the heart of conflict. James 4:1 says this. What causes, so if you're the God and you're going to tell the people what causes conflict, and then you're going to answer your own question, we should listen. And he literally does this. Listen to the verse. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? So this is what he said. I'm going to tell you, I'm the God. I'm going to tell you what causes quarrels and fights. And then he does it with a rhetorical question. He says, is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You have something that you want, and this person has poked it. And so you have something that you desire, and this desire causes you to have a conflict. So like, for instance, just think about these different people. Right? What do you desire? So let me say it another way. Let me head at it another way to start with. Jesus was a perfect man, right? Is the perfect man, right? He is the second Adam. He was the one who got tempted for 40 days and blew it. The first Adam got tempted one time. I mean, Jesus got tempted for 40 days and didn't blow it. The first Adam got tempted one time and fell like a hammer. So here's Jesus is this perfect guy. You couldn't get to Jesus. Why? It wasn't because they weren't throwing everything at him. It wasn't because everybody on that list wasn't after him. It was because of him. He didn't have anything inside of him that could get rattled. My problem is me.
As he was reading that, I was thinking, I'm those people, Bobby. When you said these people.
Yeah, I'm those guys.
I'm those people.
And me too. And the thing is, so here's the thing.
Well, Bobby, I said
if you ask the question. Go ahead.
I said last night there was three problems, me, myself, and I.
Yeah, no, so, that's it. Right. That's it. And that's me, exactly what this verse is saying. So my heart, so here's the real question. If you can just be introspective for a half a second, why did that fly all over me? Why does that bother me? Boy, I'm really upset right now. What's going on inside of my heart that made me upset? What do I want and what do I desire that I'm not getting? And then what happens is you might find that what you want and desire is actually legit. Let's say it is. Let's say you're being ignored by your spouse and you want connection and love and you feel rejected and not loved. And so you're upset about it because you're trying to talk. They're not listening. I'm talking to my wife now and she's thinking about me and I'm over there, you know, studying and doing my thing, and she's sitting there talking to me, been talking to me for 5 minutes, then she stops and says, are you listening to a single thing I'm saying? So she wants connection, right? She wants to be heard and valued and loved. Is that a bad thing? Absolutely not. Here's the deal. If I want something though so much that I'm willing to hurt you to get it, I want it too much.
That's good.
If I want something so much that I'm willing to hurt you to get it, I want it too much. And later on down in this passage, God says, that's spiritual idolatry. It's spiritual adultery. You've really escalated your own selfish desires. Even if those desires are good on the one hand, right? I mean, like, it's good to be loved and all that kind of stuff. But what happens is you've elevated that desire to the point where you're going to demand that the other person give it to you.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're going to do that, and you don't care if you take them out to do it. The next verse says, we want and we're willing to kill to get it. We're willing to kill to get what we want. So if I'm going to be a peacemaker, back to your question, the first thing I have to do, which is exactly what you were talking about, is I need to make peace inside my own heart and come to calmness with whatever's going on right now so that I can address it properly. It doesn't mean peacemaking, you have to address the problem. It's a real problem most of the time. But if you're not okay, you'll never address the real problem properly. So, by the way, if you go to our website, crosswind.ms, and you look on the counseling section, you'll see a whole series of sermons on conflict resolution out of James 4. And you can listen to that. But this sermon that I'm talking about is entitled, What's My Problem with the Problem? In other words, the first look is on the inside, is to say, why is this flying all over me? Why am I letting this thing bother me so much that I'm willing to hurt you to get it? So, like, you think about this from an anger perspective. When the Lord says, in your anger, don't sin, he's not saying that you're not going to be angry. Anger is a feeling of a perceived injustice. So I see something go wrong, I'm going to be angry about that. I see somebody get hurt, I'm going to be angry about that. And so what happens is that God says, okay, fine, don't sin though. You don't sin when you're angry. So if I'm going to, so this is exactly how most conflict starts. I see something that's a perceived injustice. And what happens is, what I want to do is take God's job into my hands and by golly, straighten that out. You know what I mean? And the thing is, there is a way usually to straighten it out, to make peace, if you will. But if you're not okay inside your spirit, you will always do that in a sinful way. Does that make sense?
Judge, juror, and executioner.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard it called.
Well, you know, and I asked this question Monday night in our group. I heard Rick Warren ask this question a couple of weeks ago. I was listening to his podcast, and he was speaking on this, and he done a series on resolving conflict, and then he done one on crazy makers and stuff.
Well, but, listen to his.
Now, but look, but why not? We don't hear many people speaking on that. Right. Matter of fact, I asked the group Monday night, I said, how many of y'all have been in class or heard somebody speak on it? Well, our man Jake Pig, who is a college guy, he went in social work, so he took some classes in. Then he pulled up your class that he'd been on Wednesday night so while, and like Randy Germany, he'd been in some classes where
professional development
corporation,
or
like how they was trying to relate to people. But Bobby, we don't learn this. We don't. There ain't a class in junior high how to get along with folks. I seen a thing this
week.
Well,
we learned at junior high. We just started throwing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
We went out in the backyard and fought.
Exactly.
Yeah. But look, with that, a stat I seen the other day, and we're going to have to take a break in a minute.
Put away
look,
childish things.
People my age, I'm 58, people that grew up in my generation, 70% of them people got with their friends in the afternoon and got up and hung out. In today's world, it's less than 30%.
Mm.
So they're not learning how to communicate.
Yeah.
They're not having,
yeah,
knowing
not
how to.
We're not together anymore.
We're not together no more. We're not. And so how many people, well, I get to work from home now.
Mm.
Well, that's a train wreck. You're not communicating with people. You're not learning. getting
well,
to
it
meet.
Has some upside, but the downside may be really, really bigger than you think.
I don't think people
see
that.
Exactly.
But, I mean, we got to be able to walk in a restaurant and communicate with people. Mm-hmm. That's the reason I hate to go through drive-thrus. I mean, you're not communicating with nobody except for...
Well, and there, a lot of people, too, will come to us, and they're like, they like being alone and quiet and isolated. And why? Well, because they were raised in homes with conflict where they were never heard, never valued, never loved. They were they never had an opportunity to learn how to, like, listen or talk. Anytime they were either ignored or just, you know, put down, you know, demeaned, like what you said. And so what happens is they're like, well, safest bet for me is just to keep my mouth shut. And then all of a sudden you learn how to do that, but you're starving on the inside. You want relationship, you want connection, but you just don't know how to do it.
Well, listen, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help, or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring in a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
We welcome you back to our show, Hope. We get to do this every Thursday morning, and, man, we love what we get to do, and we're thankful for the community that allows us to do it. Today we're talking about a subject that we don't hear about taught in our Sunday morning services or Sunday school classes. Conflict, but that's something that everybody deals with. It's something that is a part of everybody's household, and learning to deal with that, Bobby, is a big way. And I wanted to give you one verse. I know you just shared a verse. I want to use the verse out of Colossians 4, verse 6. Let your speech always be with grace, as through seasoning with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. Yeah. How I should respond to each person. Someone that disrespects me, someone that gets under my skin, someone that pushes my button, Bobby. How do I respond in a positive way?
Well, I mean, you know, the verse tells you, lead with grace, right? Season with salt, right? So in other words, the grace is I'm okay on the inside, right? I've been justified, accepted by God. I'm okay, right? This is messed up. So I need to bring attention to it, right? That's the salt part, right? But I know how to do it in a way that's godly and in a way that actually brings us together. We avoid conflict because conflict is actually tough. I mean, most people avoid conflict, and we're afraid that we're going to rupture the relationship. But if you leave the conflict between the relationship, it's already rupturing it. You know what I mean? But the other thing is, too, like you said, we weren't raised. We don't know how to do conflict resolution very well. So what happens is we are afraid of it. We think it's going to do more damage than good, so we just avoid it. The truth is that the rift is there as long as the rift is there until you deal with it, you know? And so it's like, no, you know, time, whatever, you know, really does it? And well, now to be fair,
that's a lie. Time heals.
Yeah. Time don't heal nothing, yeah. But I will tell you this, love does cover a multitude of sins. So let me nuance that a little bit. You don't need to address everything that every little offense. Goodness gracious. Amen. You know what I mean? Love covers a multitude of sins. You can do me dirty all day long. I honestly, most of the time, do not care. The times you need to address it is when it's something that is really troubling. It continues to trouble you. You have done your own work about it. It's something that will continue to cause a conflict in your relationship. So let's just say something that, you know, let's say a married relationship, which is the closest relationship you'll ever have. Let's say that relationship, there's some burr in the saddle and it's always there, you know. So, and it's going to continue to cause conflict. Well, you definitely need to address that. Right? You definitely need to deal with it. And it's usually difficult. It's usually difficult to deal with because, you know, you're not right about it yet. She's feeling the same way you are. She's feeling threatened by even the conversation. She feels threatened by it. So how do you defuse all that, and how do you really get there? Well, the Bible's big tips are be quick to listen and slow to speak, right? So get understanding. Husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. So get your ears open, get your heart open, do your own work, see what you want out of it, right? See why your desires are coming up to the top. Get those straightened out before the Lord. And then what happens is, and that sounds a little I didn't unpack that well enough to make sense out of it, but, you know, in a situation we could. But then the main thing is that then get ready to listen. One of the things for me is that when I get upset, I used to lead with my mouth. But I would feel the emotion of it, and then my mouth would open, and I would pop off. Now what happens is, and this took a long time, so don't act like, you know, I promise you, you got to be serious about this stuff, is that now what happens is I can feel upset, I give voice to it, man, that really flew all over me, or that hurt, or something along those lines, but then I give opportunity to get understanding, be quick to listen. What in the world did you mean by that? That kind of came across like you were, you know, I felt kind of attacked or something like that, you know, and give the person, that defuses it. A soft answer turns away wrath, the Lord says. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that defuses it and allows the person to give an opportunity to help you see where they're coming from. And they may be upset too. Usually when she gets triggered, it triggers me, right? And so I've got to figure out how to defuse her and to get it to where she can talk, and she's got to figure out, you know, and so the Lord will help us along the way as we do that. Tommy, what do you think?
I used a verse last night about that. You know, yeah. 1 Peter 3:7. It said, you husbands in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way.
Yeah, for sure.
It didn't say like a jerk way or anything like it. It's understanding.
Or actually thinking that you and her are the same. You're not.
As with someone weaker, since she is a woman, show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life so that your prayers will not be hindered.
Yeah,
so my conflict, my relationship with my wife can hinder my prayer life.
Well, your relationship, this is what James talked about too.
Yeah.
Your relationship with conflict is a spiritual relationship first. It's a spiritual problem first,
yeah.
Right? And so, obviously, what he's saying there is the way you treat your wife, if you're demanding that your wife see everything the way you do when she's a woman and doesn't see everything the way you do, not at all, you know what I mean? Instead of living with her in an understanding way, then what happens is that you know, at the very core of who you are spiritually, you're messed up, because husbands are supposed to love their wives like Christ loved the church, and they're supposed to give themselves for her, not demand that their wife give themselves for them. You know, most of our problem is I want my wife to give herself for me. But the way the Lord said it was, no, actually, I wanted you to give yourself for her. The other way around, bro. So,
Bobby, I think what's really, when it comes down to the nuts and bolts of it for me, is I got to come at it from a gospel-centered set of eyes.
Yeah.
When I start to try to justify my transgressions or being transgressed against, I'm taking away from what Calvary did to pay to make the value of what I've got going on in my life, fullness of it. And what I mean by that is, really at the root of this thing is we're feeling devalued, we're feeling sure. disrespected, sure. we're sure. feeling... you know, yeah. like somebody did us wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And when value comes from the Lord, I don't have to look for my value in the circumstances or yeah. the situations that I'm going through. You know, I want to grab a hold of this thing and say, I'm taking over and we're going to do it my way. But it's like,
well,
truly,
and
the Lord's gospel, calling us to do it His way.
And the gospel informs it, right? It says, so think about it this way. Just think about it in your own personal life. Just say this. Mm. Ask yourself this question. When I'm being a jerk, you know, how is the Lord treating me? He's the husband. How is He treating me?
Well,
He loves me. He's not withholding Himself from me. He's patient with me. He's kind to me. He's correcting me for sure. He's letting the circumstances be self-corrective. All these different things. He's leading me into the truth by His Holy Spirit. But what He's not doing is, you know, all the stuff on that list.
Yeah.
Well, to me, you know, and in the Beatitudes right there in Matthew, Tommy, where you're reading, he goes through and lists this whole list is how he's going to be, and we're called to be a blessing to the world, is by being these people who mourn correctly, being these people who are peacemakers, who hunger for righteousness. But not only did he say these are the character traits these people are going to have, which are his people, but it's the one that he exemplified all through his walk here on earth. And that's what being that salt looks like. And being that seasoning is called, it tenderizes the heart and it preserves what we got going on.
For
and
sure.
To me, that's just, he exemplified it as he spoke on it, but he exemplified it. And
well,
so he's calling me to do the same.
Lead with grace. See, grace is what God has done to me
that's
for
it.
Nothing, right? So
that's
it. That's the gospel, right? And so how did God treat me, right, when I didn't deserve it?
There's your value.
And then how does God deal with conflict, right? Read Hebrews 12 if you want to find out how God deals with you when you're sinning, right? How is it? He loves you. He's kind to you. He allows the suffering that is inherent in the sin to do its work, to help you and train you. He wants your shoulders to be thrown back. He wants you to get on the right path. He doesn't want you to be injured and stay injured. He wants you to be healed. All that's in Hebrews 12 passage. And so that's how God does it. Well, if God's doing it that way, if He's leading me that way, then that's the way I need. But when I get to be demanding and all this kind of stuff, the problem with conflict is that I want it solved. I want it solved my way. I want it solved for me, right? For me, selfishly, right? What if I didn't want it solved for me? What if the conflict is there, and what if I wanted it solved for us? For Christ's sake, for love's sake, for reconnection's sake, for unity's sake, for intimacy in marriage's sake. You know, I mean, what if I wanted it solved for those things that glorify God?
That's good.
Well, Romans 12, we often use that passage. It may be the most referred to passage in Bible study, especially verse 1 and 2. But verse 18 says this, if possible, so far as it depends on you.
That's right.
Be at peace with all men.
That's right.
So that's putting it on
me. And wait, only a couple verses down, he says, and the way to do it is that you have to give place to your wrath. You have to let God do his job. You can't avenge things. You can't punish somebody for hurting you when they hurt you. You can't hurt them back. Because why? God says in that passage, you can't overcome evil with evil. That's right? Two wrongs don't make a right. It only makes it worse, not better, right? You can't overcome evil with evil. And so what does God say? He says overcome evil with good. And when somebody's doing you wrong, he says you love them and you treat them right.
Well, Bobby, I was sitting with a family the other day, and they're going through some things. And the reality of it was hadn't hit them yet. But I said, have y'all went and sat down and talked to your pastor yet? I asked, are you part of church? We believe you need that local church. We believe you need that shepherd in your life and things. So I asked, have you been to your pastor and talked to him? Oh, no, I couldn't. We don't need to let him know this, do we? I mean, we're so afraid to unzip and let people really know what we're dealing with and, like, really understand who we are and what we're going through for whatever purpose, and a lot of that's pride.
Yeah, so, well, let me
or ashamed.
And we've set it up messed up, right? Yeah. So pastors don't live a humble and repentant life in front of their people. So this is for pastors. You know, y'all are messed up, and you know you are. I've been one a long time. And you have to live a humble and repentant life in front of your people and let them know that you've got marriage problems too and how you're dealing with them so that they can feel safe to come and tell you about their marriage problems. You know what I'm saying? So there, if pastors live humble and repentant lives in front of their people instead of, like, everybody walking in and putting their smiles on and acting like everything's okay when it's definitely not, and if we really were helping each other and we were really honest about the messes in our lives, then we could really be a good support to each other. You know, but there's no doubt in what you originally said, Tommy, which is simply this. God made us for him and for his people. His word, his people, his spirit, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right? And you can't get out of it without the his people part. You just can't.
No. Yeah. Well, we're going to take our last break. We're coming back. We hope we let Ronnie Martin share a few words when we come back, if we can wake him up. We'll be right back.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson with Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here on Highway 72 in Corinth, Mississippi. Man, is it hot. It's summertime, and man, a water slide would set your party up. We have a wide selection for you to pick from at the store. Hot at night sleeping? Mattress hot? We can fix you up with a cool technology mattress. Got a hurt back? Come by and try our chiropractor approved mattress. I can set you up any way. For any of your summer needs, come on over 3 miles west of High Prices for your summertime needs.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our last segment here today. It's been an interesting conversation. Ain't nobody slinging fists or nothing in between the breaks here. But hey, we're talking about conflict. How to resolve conflict, what our speech ought to look like, what our attitude ought to look like. Wesley, last night I said that, that we should take initiatives and things, but we also, as a believer, we ought to be the one representing God.
Yeah.
I ought to be honoring God with whatever I'm dealing with and in all situations. In my own personal life, I've got to be able to allow some things to roll off of me and not bother me.
Well, man, that's it right there, Tommy. And Bobby touched on it earlier, and he said some things, you don't have to address everything. Everything don't got to be a fight. You know, there's some things worth having a conversation about and getting it out in the open. And there's some things that, because of my relationship with you, I can love you enough to say that I'm just going to yield to that part of myself and let that go and it not have an effect on me. But what he was saying, too, is the times that it does have that effect, and it keeps eating at you, and it keeps coming back up. We gotta be able to talk about that in a way that represents God healthily inside of us, not just and have godly responses. You know, love. It says love don't keep score, and love doesn't parade itself around, and love hopes all things and believes all things and endures all things, and it don't fail. And that's what I've got to hold fast to, is I've got to learn how to love others. Well, more than I love myself. And we've been taught that through the second greatest commandment, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. That's it, isn't it? If I love you as much as I love me, I don't got to blow up on you every time we get into a disagreement.
Colossians 3:17 says, whatever we do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mm. So we have to honor the Lord. And that in that midst of our time where bowling over or somebody's pushed my button or whatever, the scripture says whatever we do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So Bobby, the only, I guess I used this last night out of James chapter 4, but humble yourself in the presence of the Lord and he will exalt you.
Well, and that's the end of that conflict passage. It literally is the bookend on the conflict passage. The answer is humble yourself instead of exalting yourself.
All these gentle guys and all these guys I look at as peacemakers, they're all humble type people. I can brag, he's ours, but Preston's a humble type guy. And you know what? I never see him get rattled. I never see him just lose his cool. I don't think nobody in the world's ever made him mad except for his sister. But look, I'm just telling you, humble ourselves.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Well, so in Ephesians 4:2 is what I was thinking about. It says, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other's faults. Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. That's something I struggle with because I seem sometimes to take it personally. And, you know, everybody's got a fault, so I just have to overlook it to, you know, the man in the mirror wants to flare it up, and I want, you know, the pride sits in, I want to take it personal.
I want to make it personal.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm comparative by nature because I make it personal because I'm thinking that I'm exalted above you. Well, I'm better at this than you, so therefore I have the right to call the shots about it because I've got it right and you've got it wrong. And I just, it's one of our biggest flaws, I feel like, because it is rooted in pride for me, Tommy. I'm in my mind, I can be humble all day, but what comes out of my mouth don't seem to be real humble.
Yeah.
If you want to resolve conflict, you have to have spiritual wisdom. Spiritual wisdom, listen to what James says about it. Spiritual wisdom is pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's willing to yield.
Willing to yield. Anybody willing to yield?
That's where we draw the line.
It's full of mercy and good fruit. So, I mean, like, that's it. Like, so, and where does that come from? That comes from, that's the fruit of the Spirit, man. I mean, it just comes from the Lord. And so, like, the whole, you know, grace leads the thing. How has God treated me? You know, and he is this living kind of a life testimony of how he's treated me is also how he's teaching me to treat others.
Yeah, no, and I was in, speaking of James, Bobby, I just looked over at James 1 and 19 through 20 there, and the heading in my Bible says, qualities needed for trials. And it says this, so then my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear.
Yeah.
Slow to speak,
yep.
And slow to wrath. For wrath of a man does not produce the righteousness of God.
Well, enough said.
Amen. Goodness. And that's what I got to try to avoid, right? I got to try to avoid putting a stain on the testimony that God's given me by my unrighteous mouth,
yeah.
And my unrighteous actions.
Well, and it's just my selfish demanding, yeah, that the world bend its knee to me instead of just trusting, just letting the world bend its knee to the Lord in his terms and into his way and be a gentle advocate of his grace. And that's, you know, and of course, what we're talking about, something that's really hard to do in real time. And it really takes walking in the Spirit, you know, it's a miracle. I would say it this way, if you want to think about it. You know, people always say, I want to see the power of God. You know what I mean? Let me tell you what, you want to see the power of God? Learn how to be a gentleman. That's the power of God. Yeah. You want to see the power of God? When something hits you really hard, walk in gentleness and peace. That's the power of God. Wow. I want the power of God to be able to love my wife. I want the power of God to be a peacemaker. Yeah. I want the power of God to be a gentle and humble man. And it's like, if God wants to heal somebody's leg, that's fine. But I'd rather, if it were up to me, for him to leave my leg broken and let me teach me how to love my wife.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Been a great show. I got a couple of texts. Thank you for texting in. You can always text us 662-603-9829. We talked about conflict today. That's in everybody's house, everybody's life. So we're learning to deal with it in a healthy way, in a Christ-centered way. Well, listen, one more invite out to Living Free Ministries tonight. We start at 6 o'clock. My man, Braxton Mars, I've watched this young guy grow up. I've watched him walk through a bunch of junk in his life, go to prison, just a lot of things in his life I've watched. But he'll be sharing tonight. We start at 6 o'clock. We've had huge crowds lately, so come on. We'll stand around the wall, whatever we got to do. But after the meeting, our friends from First Presbyterian is furnishing some meal. They always do it. Man, it's always good. So we want to invite you out tonight to be part of Living Free Ministries. All right, we got 1 minute left. So who's carrying us out of here? Oh, Ronnie's carrying us out of here.
Yeah, so Jude 1:24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who is alone and is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.